Last week came a major announcement about high-tech expansion in Arizona.
Intel will be building two new high-tech semiconductor fabrication facilities. And here's what it means. Thousands of new jobs.
That followed on the heels of Taiwan Semiconductor's plans to invest $12 billion in a North Phoenix factory. But is the area poised to become the Silicon Desert that's been pushed for years? With me to talk about all of that is Steven Zylstra, President and CEO of the Arizona Technology Council. Steve, what are the factors leading to these moves by Intel and Taiwan Semiconductor?
Well, I think Arizona has a spectacular business climate for technology companies. We have one of the best R&D tax credits, actually the best in the nation. You know, relative to other places, the cost of labor, the cost of land, construction is low compared to other tech hubs around the country like Austin and Denver. So I think Intel has had a great experience here. Been here since what, the 70s, 40, and it's worked really well for them. They've been kind of workforce, and I think COVID had something to do with it in that, as you know, supply chain disrupted around the world as a result of COVID, and bringing things home makes sense.
Steve, just how big an impact can, whether it's Intel or Taiwan Semiconductor, in terms of other companies saying, okay, those are a couple of big companies deciding to either go to Arizona or expand their operations already in Arizona. Could this start a trend? What do you think?
I do think it will start a trend, and it has already. We have really grown the tech industry over the last 5 or 10 years and have a much more diversified economy than we had, say, during the Great Recession. And I think when marquee names like Intel locate in a particular place, other companies around the world that are similar or in the tech sector take notice, and they wonder, you know, why is Intel investing $20 billion in this case in the greater Phoenix area? So I think it makes a big difference.
But are there things that still need to be done? I mean, obviously, there are still concerns with the K-12 system, education in Arizona. We know how important that is to tech companies. So what more would you like to see done in order to really make it even firmer the direction Arizona is going?
Well, the number one reason a company today would locate in a particular place is to do with the talent, the workforce. Do we have the kind of talent, or can we attract the kind of talent that's necessary for their success? I think every state in the U.S. and maybe around the world are struggling right now because not enough students entered the STEM fields when they were in K through 12 and getting their post-secondary institution. So I think talent continues to be a driver. We're actually doing better than other places in the country. Surprisingly, in the last year, Phoenix had the number one number of job postings for tech jobs in the US. Mm. Tucson had number two. So there's a lot of opportunity here. You know, fortunately, we have not only a great business climate, but it's a great place to live and work. So we're able to attract talent here that we don't grow ourselves. But I think we need to focus more attention on STEM education at the earliest age and getting more talent to enter this field.
Your comment about how much more diverse the area's economy is an important one. Is Arizona ready? Is it on the verge of becoming an incubator itself, as Silicon Valley has become, whether it's through some of the university systems, whether it's through tech transfer, those sorts of things?
Well, I believe we have the most robust entrepreneurial startup climate than we've ever had here in Arizona today. And some of that has to do with the universities. For instance, so we talk about talent. During the Great Recession, ASU had about 6,000 students in its engineering program. Today, it's well over 20,000. It's the largest engineering school in the United States, maybe in the world. So again, back to talent, we need to create our own. ASU has been the number one most innovative university in America for the 6 years running, according to U.S. News and World Report. So, you know, I think we're on the verge. We're at a tipping point of being that kind of incubator that you're describing.
And Steve, finally, Silicon Valley has become renowned for finding creative ways of doing things, but also as a place that is very, very difficult to live as it comes to affordability, certainly. And one of the appeals for people when it comes to Arizona has been affordability over the years. How does that change even more so when you're adding positions like this? Is there a concern about that? What are you seeing when it comes to continuing to have Arizona be a place that is affordable, where there are good jobs, and then people can live the lifestyle they become accustomed to?
Well, I think our topography is so much different than other places. We have a lot of land, and it's flat, and we've got a lot of opportunity to grow here. I think there are concerns about, as people move here from other parts of the country that maybe have different views of the world, that will change this place. And I think that's always been a fear. I came here in 1984, and this has always been a growth state, right? We've always had been at the top of attracting new people net to this state on an annual basis. And so there's always been that fear, but I think, you know, we continue to have a lot of available space, and that's another reason why the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company is moving here, as well as Intel's expansion, because land is affordable, talent is affordable, and again, back to the business climate, it's one of the best in the country.
That is Steven Zylstra, the longtime head of the Arizona Technology Council. Steve, thank you very much for the time. Take care.
Been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.